Non-Monogamy Help is a podcast where your questions about open, non-monogamous or polyamorous relationships are answered. Our host, Lola Phoenix, will consult a licensed therapist with over a decade of experience to address your problems. Names and locations have been changed or censored to keep your questions anonymous. You're listening to Non-Monogamy Help, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 118 of the Non-Monogamy Help podcast. I'm Lola Phoenix. Please send your questions to ask@nonmonogamyhelp.com and they'll either be answered in the podcast or the column anonymously. You're more than welcome to let me know which one you would prefer. You can get everything at nonmonogamyhelp.com, all the podcasts and the columns. Subscribe to the email newsletter by going to nonmonogamyhelp.com/email and you get all of that stuff in your inbox a little bit earlier and you don't have to remember to go to the website, and it's super helpful. And you can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at nonmonogamyhelp. If you want to support the columns and the podcast, please consider becoming a patron. It would really, really help me with the daily running of the columns and podcasts, and it just shows me a general vote of support. There's a low tier if you would like to express just general support. And if you want, you can join the podcast shout out tier. And then with your name, or with your permission, I will read your name at the end of the podcast. You can do that by going to patreon.com/LolaPhoenix. Let's get to this week's discussion question. If this is the first time you're hearing this, every week before I read the letter, I put forth a discussion question that you can use with your friends, partners, or anyone else to get to know them a little bit more. I also answer it myself briefly to give you a little bit of context. This week's discussion question is, would you ever agree to a don't ask, don't tell relationship in the context of polyamory? So if you're unfamiliar with what this means, don't ask, don't tell is a government policy that was instituted in the US, in the army, I think not just the army, all the military, against queer people. Basically, queer people were not allowed to be in the military. And the rule was, well, just don't be out and we'll let you be in. But if you were discovered, you'd be dishonorably discharged, I think. I don't know if you were honorably discharged. And people use this kind of policy to apply to relationships where people are typically in a married, very traditional style, usually heterosexual relationship with another person, and they have their partner's permission to sleep with other people, date other people, but they just can't tell their partner anything about the situation. And they've often sort of orchestrated the situation so that they're able to have dates, but it's never a situation where you're definitely going to be meeting the other partner and meeting their parents or anything like that. Like, it's a very defined relationship style. A lot of people in the polyamory community are very against this type of style of relationship. For me personally, I don't think that I would, I don't know, to be honest. And that's because it would really depend on the context. There are some situations where I would definitely want to be part of a person's life in a much bigger way. There are situations where I'd want to meet their parents. I think the aspect of it being hidden wouldn't necessarily bother me so much because I'm not necessarily shooting for quote unquote kitchen table style polyamory, which, if you don't know what that is, it's basically where like all of your partners are getting along, maybe even you all live together and you all gather around the kitchen table and it's very lovely and very nice. And I think it's a nice thing, but it's not something that I'm necessarily aiming for. So I don't have to meet somebody's family. I don't have to be involved or talk to their other partners. I'm very happy with a very parallel style of polyamory. So I don't necessarily think that I would have a problem with being quote unquote hidden, but I don't know. I think that I would be worried about somehow messing up something and committing some sort of weird faux pas. And it would just depend. It would depend on the context. It would depend on the situation. I'm not completely and utterly against it, but I think it would just really depend because the first experience that I have of polyamory, and if you haven't heard my interview on Vice, which is a wild story, not to toot my own horn, but it's my first kind of introductory to polyamory where I was basically used to cheat. I kind of went along with the situation because I didn't want to be jealous and ended up being used to cheat. So yeah, I don't know. It would depend. I would have to feel out the situation, but that's me. So let me say the discussion question again. Would you ever be part of or agree to a don't ask or don't tell relationship? Or don't ask, don't tell relationship? Let's get to this week's question. I'm a 53-year-old gay man. 4 years ago, I met a guy who at the time was in an open, don't ask, don't tell marriage. He was upfront about this from the beginning. I respected that, and we began seeing each other regularly, and things developed between us. That is, we both fell in love. After some time, I began to be frustrated, as the dynamic was that he was always coming into my world, full access to my life slash friends, etc., and I never got to participate at all in his world. I expressed this frustration to him, and so began a very slow, evolving conversation about polyamory. I say slow and evolving, as firstly, he lives a very compartmentalized life in that he's only out to certain people. He's generally very private, and the dynamic of his relationship is that his partner is even more private and not at all a social person. And secondly, it's fair to say that neither of us have experience in polyam relationships, so we're both coming to this very green. I should also add that the dynamic is very much me offering these polyam possibilities to my boyfriend and him then taking it on and responding. That is, I'm the one doing all the imagining of how we might be able to make this work. He is in the conversation with me, but I'm very much leading it. Adding to the mix is that they're about to have 2 kids from surrogacy, and to add more complication, his mother lives with them. And what's more, he and his mother have never had a conversation about their sexuality. The mother thing might sound weird at first, but culturally, he's Chinese, it's very common. For the record, his husband is Australian. Since we began having these conversations in earnest 9 months ago, we began talking a lot about how I can become more integrated. He does, however, find this a challenge. He's at least told his husband about me, who has said it's fine, but they're not having any ongoing conversations at all about future possibilities the way that he and I are. He's finally introduced me to 3 of his friends, and supposedly more to come. I'm always talking to my friends about this situation. He almost never talks to his friends about it. I'm writing as I'm experiencing an enormous amount of emotional difficulty in this situation, more than I've ever known, and feel stuck about whether to persevere or walk away. I've said that I need to meet his husband now, and I know that once the kids arrive, if we haven't established some type of relationship where I have access to their domestic space, then they will just disappear into family commitment. He agrees this needs to happen, so at the moment I'm hanging in there to meet the husband and hope that it gives me a little bit more of clarity around what to do. He is, quote, trying to find the right time, unquote, to suggest to his husband that we meet up, but we've been talking about this for months and it still hasn't happened. I feel 100% that I'm in second place in a hierarchy. He's very resistant to this language at the moment. I do experience a lot of jealousy, and I feel there is an extra sting in the jealousy, as I'm really struggling to get the transparency that I feel I need to make this work. He's doing just enough in his slow journey towards transparency to keep me here. The emotional turmoil has been and continues to be quite intense. I have 2 main questions. Am I right to say that I need more transparency to make this work, in particular with his husband? Do you understand that? I mean, isn't it only fair that the 2 of them should be having these conversations about how to make this work as well? In fact, I feel like they should be driving this, not me. Is that fair? Secondly, given this picture that I've painted, should I persevere, or is the writing on the wall and I should cut my losses and walk? Before we get to this week's answer, I want to quickly remind you of this episode's sponsor, BetterHelp. Quite often in a lot of my columns and podcasts, I encourage people to seek a polyamory-friendly therapist. And for a lot of people looking locally for a therapist who may be supportive or understanding of polyamory can be impossible or out of their budget, BetterHelp allows you to find therapists online you can send messages to at any time of the day, and they do offer some financial aid. You can get 10% off your first month by using the promo code NonMonogamyHelp at checkout or going to betterhelp.com/nonmonogamyhelp. Let's get to this week's answer. I understand your concerns, and I think that fair might be a weird way to phrase this, because what I don't really understand is why it is that you agreed to a relationship that is essentially not something that you actually want. And maybe you didn't know that at the beginning, because on the part of your partner, he was totally upfront with you from the beginning that this was a don't ask, don't tell situation. And that in and of itself 100% means that you are second place and that you're not going to be in the hierarchy and that you're not going to be a full part of his life. and you're not going to be introduced to his friends, probably. And maybe he didn't give you that expectation. I'm not sure what kind of conversations happened in the first round of your discussions about relationships, but it kind of seems like what you actually wanted was a more polyamorous setup, but that's not what he wanted from the beginning. And essentially, I feel like this dynamic is kind of being forced on him a little bit, to be honest, because he, from the beginning, had a don't ask, don't tell situation. And if I was his partner in this, his married partner, I would kind of be really furious because he's kind of broken that agreement. If he had an agreement with his partner that he wasn't going to tell and he's told you or he's told his partner about you, then he's already kind of broken their agreement together. Have they talked about wanting a polyamorous dynamic? Is this something that he actually wants, or is this something that he's doing to try and appease you because he doesn't want to lose you? I'm kind of wondering, like, what was the discussions that happened between the two of you in the beginning? And if you wanted to be a full part of his life, why did you agree to a don't ask, don't tell relationship? And I understand, like, I'm not saying that it's unfair for you to feel like, hey, I'm, you know, introducing him to my friends, but I'm not being introduced to his friends. Okay, yeah, I totally understand that. But you also made a choice to involve him super heavily into your life and introduce him into your friends, even though you knew he was in a don't ask, don't tell relationship, and he possibly may not be able to reciprocate that. So it's kind of a little bit unfair to then expect him to move into this polyamorous dynamic when your relationship began 100% with clarity that that wasn't what he was in. So I'm a little bit confused as to why you're now going like, oh, should I cut my losses? Why didn't you think about like cutting your losses in the beginning? Maybe you didn't know that polyamory was something that you actually wanted. Maybe at first, because you weren't necessarily in love right away, it was like, oh, okay, no big deal, whatever. And then as you both slowly kind of develop feelings for one another, you kind of realize, oh crap, we actually do want this polyamorous situation. I think it's really, really difficult because essentially this isn't a situation, especially when there's going to be children introduced into the situation, where it's just about him being polyamorous. Because now it's about, okay, how is he going to manage his time? If he's not in a don't ask, don't tell clearly defined situation, what is he going to do now? Has he spoken with his partner about time? Have they both agreed to, and do they both want a polyamorous dynamic? Or is it just something that he wants? And how are you going to deal with the fact that maybe he doesn't want to talk to his mother about his sexuality, and that's something that he may have already discussed with his partner that he's with now? And if you're going to then ask him to do that, that's also another layer on things. So I'm not saying that either way is necessarily wrong. Like, you're understandable for wanting this sort of open dynamic, for wanting them to be driving these conversations. But equally, he is also in a position where he was upfront from the beginning with you about this being a don't ask, don't tell situation. And he's already kind of gone back on that with the partner that he's with. And so now he's trying to basically change a dynamic, which was more or less almost closed, into a polyamorous dynamic. And that is really, really hard. So I think, like, it's really difficult, but what needs to be clarified here is whether they both actually want this. And that may be why he's taking such a long time, because maybe he does want to be polyamorous with you. Maybe that does sound like a good idea, but him having to introduce this to a partner where he's already said, hey, yeah, we have a don't ask, don't tell situation. Oh, wait, no, now I'm going to tell you. Oh, wait, no, now it's polyamorous and here's my partner and we're going to raise kids all together. That is a big thing to ask. That is a completely different lifestyle, technically. And that may not be something that his partner actually wants. So he may actually end up in a situation where he has to choose between ending his partnership and potentially, I don't know what would happen with the surrogacy, because that's also a huge thing to back out of. But he would have to choose between having a polyamorous relationship with you, because I don't think that the situation, the ideal situation, may be possible. The ideal situation where, like, you all three are talking to one another and it's super chill and cool, and somehow his mom and the traditional background that he's come from is no problem with his sexuality and polyamory, and you've got the kids and everything's kosher and fine. I don't know if that's a realistic thing that's going to happen. I think that's a nice idea, but it's kind of a big step. Even if all parties were agreed, like, even if his partner was like, yeah, okay, I think I'm okay with this polyamorous thing, even though we began as a don't ask, don't tell relationship, and this basically changed in front of my eyes, and I don't know what kind of conversations have been happening in between the two of them. Even if that were the case, it would still be a little bit of a rocky road. But we're dealing with a situation where it doesn't sound like he's had those fundamental conversations with his partner, and potentially because they've already talked about it and they've already agreed that don't ask, don't tell is how they're going to go about this. And he's already broken that agreement. I don't know what happened when he told his partner about you, or how that was taken, or if that was considered a violation of their agreement, because don't ask, don't tell means don't ask, don't tell. It means don't tell. And he told. So I don't know what's going to happen with them. And he may be forced to choose between having a lifestyle with you and having his partnership and his children and his mom. And I don't think that this, it seems like you're approaching this from the possibility that if they just talked it out, then everything would be hunky-dory. And I'm not saying you think everything would totally go over all right, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm very confused by the idea that him being in an open polyamorous relationship in this situation is definitely what's going to happen if they just talk it out. Because I don't know if that's the case, especially if they began in a don't ask, don't tell. But I don't know what conversations they've been having with each other. I don't know how you've been introduced. I don't know what happened, how open his partner is. I don't know if you know that information. And if you don't know that information, of course you're terrified. Of course you're having all this anxiety. It makes sense. So I think you have to have a kind of real discussion with your partner about, like, okay, it's not so much about you meeting his partner. It's about whether or not his partner actually wants this or not. It's about whether or not they've discussed the physical ramifications of him having another relationship, and whether or not his partner wants to seek other relationships. It's about whether they've discussed the physicality of taking care of children whilst him also having another partner and therefore another demand on his time. It's about how they're going to manage the fact that his mom lives with him. And I don't know how they deal with the sexuality conversation if they live together with his mom. Maybe they don't kiss in front of her or whatnot, but I don't see that being something that would change, even if you lived with all of them. Like, if he is feeling very private about his sexuality and he doesn't want to have that conversation with his mom, and he's essentially asked his partner to have a don't ask, don't tell type of situation around his mom, he may want you to do that too, even if they were all fine with polyamory. And are you then going to demand that he come out to his mom? Like, there's a whole can of worms separately to that as well. So I don't blame him for wanting to put off this conversation, because this may end his relationship. Like, having that conversation with somebody where you say, I'm interested in polyamory, are you interested in polyamory, can sometimes end relationships. And that's a big thing, especially if he's got children on the way. So give him a little bit of a break here. But I do think that you need to just, like, ask him, like, hey, are you really interested in this? Is your partner really interested in this? Or are you just trying to keep me around? because especially if he, and I'm making a massive assumption about your partner, and I don't know what's going on, but I kind of have a feeling if he's not out to his family and his mom lives with him and he comes from that type of cultural background, and I don't consider that to be odd at all because I come from a similar, not Chinese, but I come from a similar cultural background of elders living with people and that being a very normal thing. And my experience of that type of cultural background, which may or may not apply in this situation, is that you learn how to essentially be a people pleaser sometimes, because you have to be, because you have such high demands on you, or you're expected to agree with elders and you're not allowed to disagree. And in a lot of cases, people who kind of come from that situation, or even just the fact that he's in a don't ask, don't tell situation to begin with, makes me wonder, not only with his mom in terms of his sexuality, but also in terms of being with his partner and having that type of situation. Like, he's agreed to that in multiple facets. And that makes me wonder if he has a hard time asserting his own needs when he knows that that may cause conflict within a relationship, or when he knows that could end a relationship. And that's a really difficult thing. Like, it's difficult for people to introduce things into relationships where they know that that could possibly end the relationship. Like, if he knows that his mom would disown him for his sexuality, of course he's not gonna want to talk about it. And many, many people feel the same way. But it may not be that serious. Maybe it will just cause conflict. But if he's grown up his whole life having conflict in his family be a really big, intense thing, and he, because of that, wanting to avoid conflicts, agrees to situations that he doesn't want in order to avoid conflict, this is kind of the classic situation that a lot of people who struggle to assert their own needs end up being in, where they're agreeing to everybody around them because they can't assert their own needs, or they don't have the strength to, because they don't want the conflict. And then essentially everyone is pulling them at different ends, and eventually they rip apart because they can't please everybody, but they still want to try, even if it's going to blow up in their faces. So yeah, I very much wonder if this is something that he wants and something that his partner actually wants. And I think that you need to get to the bottom of that. And I think that I understand why you want him and his partner to lead this, but if they don't want that, if his partner doesn't want this, then, and I don't know who agreed to or who put forth the don't ask, don't tell, maybe it was him, but if his partner doesn't want a polyamorous relationship, then I don't blame his partner for not wanting to lead those discussions, especially if they have no idea how, because they have no interest in it, so they have not done any research into it. So, you know, as much as it sucks for you to be the leader, if you have the most interest in it, then it makes sense that you would have led those discussions. But yeah, I think that you need to figure out if this is actually something that him and his partner both want for their lives. And then maybe you can meet and have a discussion, and maybe you can discuss time and how to manage the situation with his mom as well, and what an ideal life would look like. Like, are you all aiming for kitchen table polyamory? What is it that you're actually aiming for? What is it that you are wanting? Are you wanting to live with him? Is that the type of lifestyle that you are aiming for? And if so, you need to be upfront with him about that. Like, this is what I want. Because right now it's sort of like, okay, don't ask, don't tell is fine. Oh, but wait, but I want you to introduce me to your friends. Oh, but wait, but now I want a polyamorous lifestyle. And now I want to meet your partner. And now I want your mom to know about, like, you see what I mean? Like, it's not, it's almost like he has kind of gone with you along all of the points. And this was never agreed from the beginning. Like, from his perspective, really think about this. Like, he told you up front, don't ask, don't tell. That's the situation here. And you were like, that's fine. And then you were like, oh, but actually you meet all my friends. I would like to meet your friends. Oh, actually now I want to meet your partner. Now I want you to be in a, like, you kind of have upped the ante at each kind of you know, he's acquiesced, you've met some of his friends, but now, no, you want more involvement, you want more. And you've never, from what you've written here, maybe you have, but from what you've written here, you've not sat him down and said, hey, I know I agreed to this don't ask, don't tell situation, but actually, I feel really strongly about you. And this is the type of lifestyle that I want. Are you able to meet these needs? In what capacity can you? And if not, then I can walk away. So that's a discussion that you've never also had with him. So it's just been this sort of weird tug of war thing where he's trying to make you happy. He's trying to make his partner happy, trying to make his mom happy. Oh boy, he's in a tough spot. So yeah, I think those are things that you need to think about. Have that discussion. Figure out what it is that you actually want. Because you were okay with don't ask, don't tell at the beginning, but what is it that you want now? What is the ideal situation? What is your ideal polyamorous situation? Sit him down, ask him what his ideal situation is. Let's figure out what he actually wants. Does he want the don't ask, don't tell? Is that something that he put forth, or was it something his partner put forth, or did they agree on it together? What is his ideal lifestyle? What is his ideal situation? And are you actually compatible in that? Maybe you aren't compatible in that, and he's trying to avoid the inevitable, which is the fact that you aren't compatible. So compare compatibility notes and see if you actually both have a realistic future together before there even needs to be you meeting his partner. Because if what you want is kitchen table polyamory, and he can never give that to you because not only does his partner not want kitchen table polyamory, maybe he doesn't want it, and maybe he doesn't want a life where he has to come out to his mother. So there's all kinds of things to consider here. So see if you're actually really compatible here. And then if you want the same things, and if there is something, if you can negotiate on things, but if you agree to something, you need to agree to something. Like after you have this discussion, if he's like, look, I can't do kitchen table polyamory. I can have you meet my partner. This is how many nights I'm going to be busy. You will get this many nights from me. Okay. If you say okay to that, it has to be okay. It's not really fair for you to say okay and then for you to change your mind. So you also need to be more aware of what you actually want, because it's not fair to him for you to say, yes, I'm totally fine with this. And then miles down the line, be like, oh, wait, this is unequal. It's going to be unequal. If he says that this is what he can give you, that's what he can give you. And if it's not what you want in a relationship, then you have to cut your losses and walk away and have the strength to do that instead of agreeing to a situation that you know later on down the line you're not going to be happy with. So yeah. I hope that helps, and good luck. Thank you for listening to episode 118 of the Non-Monogamy Health Podcast. If you want to be awesome, you can donate to my Patreon. I really, really appreciate it. I know that I go on and on about it, but it really, really does help me. It helps keep pay the podcast bills, because there are bills involved with hosting and all that sort of fun website stuff. I got a new website, which has been released. When this episode comes out, I've been out for a new website for a couple of months now. But yeah, it really helps me. So, and if you subscribe on the podcast tier, your name, with your permission, will be read at the end of the podcast, which is now. This week's current patrons are Laura Boylan, Chris Albury Jones, Juke, Nikki Jones, James Wartell, Justin Com, and Aaliyah. And if you can't become a patron, life happens, then if you can take 5 minutes, log into iTunes or Spotify, find the podcast, rate and review it. That would be very helpful. Helps me get the podcast out there to new people. And if you don't want to write a review, you can just write or just do a rating. You don't have to do a review if you're not sure what to say, or you can just say great podcast. And if you do write me a review and you want me to see it, please send it to me on social media. I would really love to see it. Yeah, if you have 5 minutes to spare, really appreciate it. That's all for this week. You will get a new column next Friday and another podcast episode in a fortnight. Thank you again for listening. You've been listening to Non-Monogamy Health. The podcast music was done by Chris Albury Jones at albury-jones.com. Our podcast art was done by Don Young, and